bother you with this, but Mr. Hoover's going down to Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And I understand that they have a press conference scheduled there. I just raised the question that if he's asked some of the questions about this communist situation in connection with the civil rights movement, but and answered some of them in the way that some of the memos have indicated, he might, it could cause a good number of difficulties around the country.
Yeah. All right, you want me to talk to him?
Well, as I've said before, it's quite difficult for me. I don't know whether you or somebody over there might just raise this point.
That'd be good. I'll do it right now.
Mr. President, yeah. There's one other thing that I should bring to your attention. The schools in Mississippi are going to be desegregated, as you know, in three counties. Biloxi, Jackson, and Lee County. Lee County, L-E-A-K-E, comes on August 28th. The registration August 28th, and that's Governor Barnett's own county.
Yeah.
If we were going to have difficulty, I think Jackson might be all right, and perhaps Biloxi, but that's the county that we would have difficulty in.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd just, we will watch it, but I thought with the convention coming up and around that period of time, I'd just bring it to your attention.
Sure. Now, what can we do that we're not doing?
Well, I don't think there's anything we can. I think that perhaps an appropriate time, we might have ask Alan Dulles if he'd go back and talk to the governor about the school when they are desegregated and what he plans to do and what we could do in conjunction with him and talk about this one particularly.
That's good. Now, what do you think about the delegations this evening? I see there are various resolutions, state conventions over the country. I haven't followed it, but I saw an article in the paper this morning.
You mean like the Mississippi one?
And Alabama.
Yeah. Well, I haven't got any thoughts on it. Do you want us to take a look at it?
I wish you would, legally, and see what we can do. And I'm afraid we'll get a bunch of people committed to throw these folks out, and we create a big issue for 10, 11 other governors.
Yeah, I don't, I'd be against it.
I know it, but we got to see how we can handle these folks that are already acting without information, you see. Now, I suppose I get a question in my press conference on the Marshall thing. How do I handle it?
On the which?
Marshalls. Sending in Marshalls, all these people. I see that on the TV all morning, this group of NAACP people are asking me to send in Marshalls and put them at every courthouse in Mississippi and so forth. What do I say?
There's never a satisfactory answer. I think if you unload it on us as much as possible, it's the thing to do, and just say that you've been advised by the Department of Justice that at the present time there is no legal basis. I'd like to write out an answer for you in one paragraph answer.
If you don't mind, do that and call back Miss Roberts in my office.
When is your press conference?
Probably 11 o'clock.
Oh, I better get it right away.
I'm not positive, but I think at 11. But don't say anything about it. I'm just going to give Felton a little DSM, and I'll probably just stay there with him and answer any questions they got. And this may be one.
Yes, it would.
And call Miss Roberts and tell her.
Can I just discuss that with you for a second?
Yeah.
The great difficulty is number one, we don't have as you and I have discussed, we don't have a national police force, and therefore the country wouldn't stand for a national police force, and nobody supports the idea of a national police force. So we don't have a group of people that can go around Central Park, New York, or Chicago, Illinois, or Los Angeles, California, or Jackson, Mississippi, just when President Johnson or whoever it might be president decides that he doesn't think that the local law enforcement people are good enough.
Right.
I mean, you have a lot of murders in Harlem, and you got a lot of difficulty in Central Park. Well, I mean, it's repugnant to our whole system, the idea that you could send out, that you decide here all on your own, that you don't like the way the New York Police Department's running, so you're going to send a lot of policemen in there. Now, the forefathers decided that 188 years ago. They didn't want it. Nobody's ever supported it since. Now, we have sent marshals in the past where there's been a court order, and the court order of the federal court has been disobeyed. There was also under Title 3, Section 333, Title 10, Section 333, and I won't go into great detail on it, but that gives you the authority that where law and order breaks down completely, and you have great disorder in a state, you can take some action in the form of troops, for instance, or marshals, and President Kennedy did that. But the governor of the state has indicated he wants to preserve law and order. You've had this Alan Dulles down there. We're working closely together, and it makes it so difficult to take that first step, that when you start putting marshals around, and then somebody starts shooting at a marshal, and then what if the local people say, the governor of the state says, I could preserve law and order, but you send marshals in, and that inflames people more. So therefore, all of the problems of law enforcement in the state of Mississippi, I'm going to turn them over to you. So then you're going to have to decide, you know, everything, what that's going to lead to. That, in my judgment, is the first step in the occupation of the state of Mississippi. That's why practically we're against it. But that's what, for people who believe in civil liberties and civil rights, this is a hell of a step for a president of the United States. And what it can lead to, it sounds good, and it sounds as if it's going to give people protection, but what it can lead to is something that could be very damaging to our whole system. So while we can work with the governor of the state, and while we have this opening to him, and while he says he's going to preserve law and order, and while we don't have any information that he's doing other than what we've asked him to do, then I think he'd be reluctant to take it. Now, that's the theory behind it, Mr. President, and I'd be glad to write it out in shorter form.
That's good. Now, you just give her what you think. I'll say in response to that question and divert it or shift it or whatever you think. I agree with what you said.
Yeah.
Two things. I think I told you that Hoover did agree that he would announce 50 extra people, and he's moved them in there. That's number one.
That's fine.
Two, I think I told you the other day that I don't know whether you heard me or not. I did talk to you, to your father.
Oh, that was fine.
I missed him Sunday, but I got him on the day that we day or so later, and
talked
to his secretary at some length, and he was on. He went on the phone, and he knew I was calling, and so on.
Oh, that was nice.
Thank you, buddy.
It really makes a big difference.
Thank you.
Waiting.